This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we are in the midst, yes, we are, of a presidential campaign. The Republican National Committee has apparently made the intelligent decision of scaling down the now Jacksonville convention. Whatever President Trump's instincts are about this, There are tons of very prominent Republicans who said they're not going to come because we are still dealing with a pandemic. And I think a smaller scale convention, something maybe that is more equivalent to what the Democrats are doing, is probably a good idea. And right now, people, I think, are beginning to realize the importance of this election and the deeper significance of it. And this goes for people on both sides. I think part of that is that people are beginning to focus, as Kimberly Strassel says today in a fine piece in the Wall Street Journal, on some of the more radical aspects of the Joe Biden agenda. But they're also focused because of a news bulletin from Washington just a couple of hours ago. And TheHill.com reports Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg revealed today that she has been undergoing chemotherapy since May. That's May, June, and half of July, due to a recurrence of liver cancer. Justice Ginsburg said in a statement that the treatment is unrelated to the infection that sent her to the hospital this week. She reported that the chemotherapy has been yielding positive results. She's a gallant lady. I mean, you got to give that to her. She's 87 years old. Chemotherapy, even for someone much younger, like me, when I got my chemotherapy in 2015, chemotherapy is not an experience for the faint of heart. It has terrible immediate results and sometimes, God willing, very beneficial long-term results. But she's 87 years old. She writes in her statement, "My most recent scan on July 7th indicated significant reduction of the liver lesions and no new disease. I am tolerating chemotherapy well and am encouraged by the success of my current treatment. I will continue biweekly chemotherapy to keep my cancer at bay and am able to maintain an active daily routine. Throughout, I have kept up with opinion writing and all other court work. I have often said that I would remain a member of the court as long as I can do the job full steam. I remain fully able to do that." The Hill observes this marks the fifth time that the 87-year-old justice has been treated for cancer. She had declared in January, that's January this year, that she was cancer-free months after completing treatment for a malignant tumor on her pancreas the previous summer. Ginsburg said Friday that doctors discovered lesions on her liver during a periodic scan in February. She's been hospitalized twice in the past 3 months, once this week to treat an infection after experiencing fever and chills, and once in May to remove gallstones. Look, I am glad she is able to get outstanding medical treatment. Isn't this a sort of a terrible pass for our politics in this sense? If Justice Ginsburg chooses to retire, well, she won't. She won't. She is not going to retire no matter what until after January 20th, 2021, assuming that Trump loses the election. She does not want Trump to appoint her replacement. And it's that serious to her that she is soldiering on here. What would happen if she resigned? I mean, that is something to think about with a campaign. Because what would happen would be that Trump and McConnell would both try to get a replacement as quickly as possible, just as quickly as possible. And the Democrats would say, well, wait. President Obama didn't get his choice. He didn't get his choice. So what happened to Merrick Garland? Why didn't he get acted on? And see, the basic answer for Republicans would be, we control the Senate. We control the Senate then. And see, this is something that most Americans going about busy lives don't focus a lot of time on and attention on. It really, really matters which party controls the U.S. Senate. The reason that we have Justice Neil Gorsuch, for better and worse, sitting in the Supreme Court nationally, I say for better or worse because of some of his bizarre decisions recently, but Neil Gorsuch is there instead of Merrick Garland because Republicans took control of the U.S. Senate back in 2014. Republicans did very well. President Obama was president. They took control of the Senate. So that when Justice Scalia died, and when President Obama had the opportunity to go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to appoint Merrick Garland, let's get him confirmed, Mitch McConnell said, let's see how the election goes. And nobody says that Trump has a chance, but he might just win. Let's see how the election goes. And after that, we'll start dealing with confirmation, basing on the messages we've gotten from the American people. Now, Mitch McConnell could say that because he was majority leader. The Republicans controlled the Senate. And the Republicans still do. Democrats are eagerly expecting that they will win control of the U.S. Senate. It's not at all a sure thing, and it matters a great deal. Because there's absolutely no telling if Joe Biden is president of the United States, and the Democrats win control of the U.S. Senate, even for people who are reluctant to vote for Trump, making sure that reasonable Republicans, people like Cory Gardner and Martha McSally and Joni Ernst and Tom Tillis and Susan Collins, these are moderate Republicans. And they deserve and need re-election. Because otherwise you have just a rubber stamp for whatever individual Joe Biden plans to appoint in the next Supreme Court vacancy. Look, I wish only good health and speedy recovery to Justice Ginsburg. And when you read about her health history, all you can think of is how deeply devoted she appears to be to her work. Someone else who's deeply devoted to his work, Mike Pence, he was in Wisconsin, and he spoke about the upcoming election in a speech. We'll play that for you. There was also Elizabeth Warren answering a question from a millennial in a virtual town hall. Both Mike Pence and Elizabeth Warren warning of the extinguishment, the destruction, basically, collapse of the United States if the other side wins. And that idea that we're dealing with right now, the idea that this is not just an election, but it's a fight for survival of this country. I don't know if that actually motivates people to turn away from the whole mess or whether it will succeed in getting a bigger turnout. Speaking of a bigger turnout, Joe Biden has just raised a bundle of money. But if you look at his list of donors, there's one giant surprise. A giant surprise. Somebody associated with conservative media, deeply associated with conservative media, who has given over $1 million to Biden. Who is it? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Reasons that so many people have been talking about Joe Biden and gaining momentum. We're going to be speaking with Doug Schoen, who believes that it's actually President Trump who has been gaining momentum, and there's proof of that in some of the election results recently. But part of what is going on here is Joe Biden's fundraising, which has kicked up a great deal. He had $60 million in his cash on hand in the beginning of April. He now has $242 million. It's not bad for a pandemic. President Trump has more. He has $295 million. But that cash gap, $295 million versus $242 million, doesn't mean that Trump is going to win this election based on money any more than he lost the election based on money last time. Last time, Hillary outspent him almost 2-1. What I found fascinating was, okay, I'm a nerd, but I was looking at some of the names of people who gave a great deal to President Trump. And people who gave a great deal to President Trump, his among his two biggest contributors were the former chief executive of Marvel Entertainment, which is now, of course, part of Disney. His name is Isaac Perlmutter. And Bernie Marcus, who is the billionaire co-founder of Home Depot, who recently dined at the White House. These are folks who have given, the New York Times reporting, about $1 million each to President Trump. Now, who's given $1 million each to Joe Biden? Well, here is one of the names that surprised me a great deal. I didn't know. James Murdoch. Who is James Murdoch? He's the son of Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, Times of London, really the leading force in conservative media. And his son, now his son used to be, until last year, he was CEO of 21st Century Fox. But he's no longer, I don't know what he's doing right now, he's giving money to Biden. And it turns out, I dug into this a little bit, his wife, Catherine, James Murdoch gave $615,000 in June to Mr. Biden's shared committee with the Democratic Party. His wife, Catherine, also gave $615,000. So we're talking about a total of $1.3 million. It's at $1,230,000. It's a lot of money to give to Joe Biden. It turns out that James Murdoch is a previous contributor, generous contributor, to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Climate Initiative. Yes, that's Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Well, part of what this makes you think of, and people sometimes talk about this in the dead of night, which is, okay, if the entire News Corp operation, which again is all of these stalwart conservative media, now, Wall Street Journal, very, very important. Fox News, obviously the main source of news for many conservatives. If this passes over to the next generation of Murdochs, including James Murdoch, who is such a generous supporter of Joe Biden and of Hillary Clinton, could that be some tough times for conservative media? Could be. Other people who gave the maximum, $500,000 or more, to Joe Biden were Lorreen Powell Jobs, the widow of Steve Jobs, Meg Whitman, former GOP nominee for governor of California. She gave over $500,000 to Joe Biden. She's now the chief executive of the streaming company Quibi. Jeffrey Katzenberg, Hollywood producer, Dustin Moskowitz, a co-founder of Facebook. This all is amazing. And is the campaign important? Mike Pence says so. He was speaking in Wisconsin about the upcoming election. Listen.
You know, it's not so much whether America will be more conservative or more liberal, more Republican or Democrat, more red or blue. It's whether America remains America. It's whether we will leave to our children and our grandchildren a country grounded in our highest ideals of freedom, free markets, and the unalienable right to life and liberty. Or whether we will leave to our children and grandchildren a country that is fundamentally transformed into something else. Like those first Republicans, we stand at a crossroads of freedom. Before us are two paths. One based on the dignity of every individual, and the other on the growing control of the state. Our road leads to greater freedom and opportunity. Their road leads to socialism and decline.
Effective? I think very effective. And again, it's why Mike Pence, I think, is going to end up playing a big role in the campaign, especially when his counterpart is selected, when Joe Biden finally makes his decision about who his running mate is going to be. I've said before, I think he's going to choose Val Demings, the congresswoman from Florida. And Pence went on in his speech to talk about his conviction that President Trump is strengthening America. Listen.
President Trump set our nation on a path to freedom and opportunity from the very first day of this administration. But Joe Biden would set America on a path of socialism and decline. America is a blessed and exceptional country, unique among the nations. We've been an asylum of hope for millions around the world, yearning to breathe free, as the words on the Statue of Liberty declare. Many of our greatest citizens have come from corners of the world ruled by socialist regimes. If you ever doubt whether this country is special and unique, just talk to one of them.
Okay, this is a very effective campaign appearance in Wisconsin, which is going to be a crucial state in determining the direction of this election. And Elizabeth Warren briefly spoke, answered a question for a millennial in a virtual town hall. Listen.
What would you say to a lot of millennials like myself, young people, who are on the fence of voting for Joe in November? What could you say to them?
Vote like your life depends on it.
Warren?
Because it does. Pick any issue you care about. I guarantee it is on the line in this election, and Joe Biden has a vision for how to make change. If it's dismantling systemic racism, Joe Biden has made clear that as president, he's going to strengthen America's commitment to justice and to reform our criminal justice system. If it's for student debt, Joe is in the fight to help cancel student loan debt. If you believe in science and think we need to take action on climate change, Joe has just put out a plan to do that. If you know the importance of appointing judges who are committed to justice, Joe Biden is committed to doing that.
Okay, Elizabeth Warren, a potential running mate for Joe Biden. I don't think so. I can't imagine he would appoint her. But he could. Making her case. How about the direction of the campaign at the moment? Doug Schoen coming up on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is calling on Congress to pass another massive coronavirus stimulus bill by the end of the month. Mnuchin telling a House hearing the next round of stimulus spending should be focused on businesses that have been the hardest hit by the ongoing coronavirus crisis. On Thursday, President Trump talked about deregulation and the things his administration has been doing to make it easier for businesses to compete in the United States. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News President Trump has delivered on promise after promise.
I can tell you that there's one thing that I do know about this president. He has delivered on promise after promise after promise, not only from an economy, but from a foreign policy standpoint, from a draining the swamp standpoint. He continues to do that, and he's just as committed today as he was almost 4 years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show. Doug Schoen has been a prominent figure in American politics as a pollster, as a theorist, as a campaign advisor and manager. He is also a regular Fox News contributor. And you can follow him on Twitter at Douglas E. Schoen. That's S-C-H-O-E-N. He's written a new piece about the primary results that occurred this week, which didn't attract that much attention. I guess the biggest story was that Jeff Sessions failed and failed horribly. He lost 60-39% in the state of Alabama. Jeff Sessions was trying to return to his Senate seat. And Doug Schoen says the loss of Jeff Sessions and more was an indication of some of the hidden strength for President Trump. Doug, go ahead and explain.
Yeah, thank you, Michael, for the kind introduction, as always. Look, Trump was able to get his former physician, Ronnie Jackson, nominated in, I believe, Texas. He got Tommy Tuberville nominated, as you suggested, in Alabama by greater than 20 points. I believe that this is a much closer race than many of the polls suggest. I think it's well under double digits, and if I had to say today, it's 6 to 8 points, and the primary show to me that Trump's appeal and influence with Republicans has not abated.
No, I think, by the way, I do agree with you, and I think there are a lot of smart people who recognize that the polls that show Biden 14 points ahead are probably way exaggerated. And in fact, we were talking earlier today to Rich Lowry, who said that he's spoken to people on the Trump campaign, and they agree that Biden may be ahead right now, but it's national popular vote, and it's maybe 4 points, not 14. So with that in mind, you say that there are signs that the Democrats have not really united as much as they would need to do to be successful. Where do you see that?
Well, I see that in the primary results from states as diverse as New York and Texas, where primary candidates in New York picked up three congressional seats or held three congressional seats that went the progressive route. The Texas primary was very, very close between a African-American progressive and MJ Hager, the party's consensus choice. Put another way, the party is divided. I think Trump is going a little too far just simply asserting that Biden wants to defund the police. I think he would do a better and more credible job if he spoke in a more nuanced way about the polarization and division that we see in the Democratic Party, as well as its leftward drift.
Yeah, well, that's no question going to be a very major issue. Let me read you something about Biden's campaign that came into me from a listener who's a millennial. He says, Biden needs to give the disenfranchised Trump voters a better sense of his platform and what he'll actually do in office. He can probably win with the pitch, hey, I'm not Trump, but to create the landslide that current conditions require, that's not enough. And let's be clear, if Biden wins anything less than a crushing landslide, Trump is 100% going to dispute the results. By the way, do you think that's true?
Well, I don't know what Trump will or will not do, but certainly he has made the case that vote by mail and absentee ballots have a possibility for abuse that he thinks will work against them. So he's laid the predicate. But I think, frankly, that Biden is going to do the opposite of what that very intelligent millennial suggests. I think because he is associated with things like AOC's climate change proposal, the $2 trillion plan, which will jail polluters, I think Biden is going to try to cover up his platform as much as possible, Michael, and I think that he will be content to take a more narrow victory to avoid letting the electorate see that he is, in fact, in a much more difficult ideological bind than he would want to be.
Won't a lot of the question of ideology be dependent upon who he picks for vice president? In other words, if he ends up choosing Elizabeth Warren as his running mate, then it's a surrender to the Bernie wing of the party. If he chooses Stacey Abrams, it's a surrender to that wing of the party. If he chooses Val Demings or Susan Rice, it's a different kind of choice, don't you think?
Oh, I do, and I think the most likely one who'll be picked is Kamala Harris, and I'm curious whether you would characterize her as far left or centrist or, frankly, somebody who in her career has taken both sides of the coin in terms of positioning.
She has. I think it would be a great day for Trump if he chooses Kamala Harris because there is something, and you could see this in the primary. I mean, she at one point was doing very, very well, and then she collapsed. People don't like her. And talk to people who've worked with her in California. And one of the big things that Biden is trying to go on is lovable Uncle Joe, likability. And picking a candidate with that kind of edge where the Republicans will endlessly recycle footage of Kamala Harris attacking Biden in that debate and basically calling him a racist. You think that's a smart choice for the Democrats, Kamala Harris?
Well, I would say this. There are certainly problems with her, which you point out quite clearly. But we need somebody on that ticket who, likable or not, edge or no edge, can govern. And do you want Val Demings as your president? Do you want Elizabeth Warren as your president? I don't want
Elizabeth Warren. Certainly not Elizabeth Warren. I beg pardon?
Warren would be anathema. I think people like me, who are,
yes,
are Biden voters, would vote against Biden, couldn't vote for him. Because
of course,
Warren.
And I agree with that. No, Elizabeth Warren would be a disaster. I think Kamala Harris would be a disaster. I think Joe Biden, especially since he's limited himself to a female candidate has really boxed himself in. I mean, it's really a question of physician do no harm. Which candidate could you pick who actually might help the ticket but won't sink it? Because I think Stacey Abrams is unthinkable. You agree, don't you?
No, she is. Look, Stacey Abrams is totally unthinkable. And look, if you talk about likability, Susan Rice is among the least congenial figures that I've seen, and her domestic experience is limited to non-existent. So I don't really see her as a great choice, but it is certainly within the realm of reason that she could, in fact, be selected. But I don't see a woman who is additive at this point. Michael, I'm curious if you do.
I'm not sure. I mean, I think the closest to it would be Val Demings because she has that police background. In other words, to address this issue of policing, that I'm not going to defund the police. I'm not going to cripple the police. Somebody who's had 27 years as a police officer and as a chief of police in Orlando might be well equipped to handle that, don't you think?
Well, I think that she would probably do less harm electorally, but the question of qualification for our nation's highest office would
absolutely
be raised. And it's hard to go from police chief to president in under 4 years.
That's Doug Schoen. His piece about the strength shown by Republicans and by President Trump and some of the exposed weaknesses on the Democratic side is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back talking about a passel of movies, one of which is clearly one of the best of the year. Yeah, and it involves a guy named Tom Hanks. You may have heard of him. I can't believe he made this wonderful film, really. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hope everybody enjoys a wonderful summer weekend. We at least, where whatever the weather is, wherever you are, whether it's sizzling hot or rainy, it's rainy here right now, at least you have light late in July, and that's a good thing. Actually, one of the movies we can deal with in a moment has to do with Norway and the place where they have light all night long. But first, the Hollywood Fanfare Maestro. Okay, for the most part, theaters are still closed. Who knows when or if ever they will reopen, but there are a bunch of interesting movies, at least, that are available for streaming on various platforms. One of them, available everywhere through Apple TV, is very simply one of the best movies of the year. I think if there's any justice in the world, sometimes there's not, this will be an Oscar contender. It's written and starring Tom Hanks. And he was the real force in its production. And one of the things about Tom Hanks is, of course, everybody knows he's a terrific actor. And what a lot of people don't know is that he's also an outstanding filmmaker. He produced that great John Adams series that that actually we recommended back for the 4th of July, that seven-part series on TV. He also wrote and directed a great little movie called That Thing You Do, which is a family favorite. That was about 20 years ago. His new film is called Greyhound. And it's based on a great novel from 1955 by C.S. Forrester. For people who don't know, C.S. Forrester is one of those seagoing novelists who writes about the age of sail and of navies. And he wrote the Horatio Hornblower series. And he wrote a book called The Good Shepherd. And Greyhound is the code name of the ship that the Good Shepherd rides. He's a first-time captain who has his own command, whose job is in 1942, in some of the darkest days of the war, to get an Allied convoy safely across the North Atlantic and to beat the wolf pack of Nazi submarines. Listen.
I got some.
Most likely a U-boat.
He starts to go to us!
We have a kill.
Distress rockets, sir.
We have hits directly on the convoy.
The wolf pack's hunting us.
Give up, starboard bound!
Target's disappeared, sir. What are we going to do?
We'll bring hell down from on high.
Okay, this is just an outstanding film. I mean, in terms of any film about naval warfare, I think this may come closest to recapturing what people like my late father experienced in the U.S. Navy in World War II. And this is about the Atlantic War, which gets less attention. And the fact is that getting these convoys across to Britain were crucial because it was a lifeline for the British. And there was part of the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, that was the Black Pit, which was where the submarines lurked, the German submarines, which was out of range of any aircraft that couldn't fly that far. And the film is stunning. It opens with, there's only one sequence that lasts about 3 minutes with a woman in it, Elizabeth Shue, playing a woman in whom Tom Hanks is fascinated. The film is rated PG-13 because there's one little explosion of tough language, and there's also a lot of explosions of naval ordnance and some scenes of truly painful battlefield loss. It is one of the best films of the year. It's one of the best films about World War II, along with Tom Hanks' other great movie, Saving Private Ryan. 4 stars for Greyhound. There's another film on Netflix called Fatal Affair. Now, if that sounds familiar, there's a reason for it. Fatal Affair, Fatal Attraction. Okay, this scrambles up the racial identity of the characters because this is basically an all-black cast. It is led by Nia Long, who plays a spectacularly successful, very wealthy lawyer who reconnects with an old friend from college, played by Omar Epps. And there's some chemistry there. Listen.
David, hi. David, hi. It's been a long time, huh?
20 years.
We should catch up.
Seems like you're living a dream. Unless it's trouble in paradise.
I do have the perfect life. But you know, one day you wake up and the person sleeping next to you feels like a complete stranger.
You don't return my calls. You don't return my texts.
I am married.
No one has to know about us.
Us? There is no us.
Okay, it goes downhill from there, both as a movie and as a storyline. No, it's worse than that. It's worse than Rabbits. I mean, the film, what's fascinating about it, and there is something fascinating about it, it creates these characters in San Francisco, and again, virtually every character, there's only one white character in the whole movie. And the therapist, the corporate head, the head of a police detective who's called in, they're all black. And it's great. I mean, the very capable actors, but they never behave in any kind of believable way. The Nia Long character is supposed to be brilliant. Okay, once she's found out that somebody in the movie is a likely killer and is dangerous and abusive, she breaks into his apartment. And you'll never guess what happens while she's in his apartment. It's silly. It's flawed. The New York Times actually had a pretty good line about it. They said Fatal Affair uses so much recycled material, its carbon footprint is probably zero. And 1.5 stars, Omar Epps is pretty good playing a character who's superficially charming, but very dangerous. 1.5 stars, of course it's rated R. The sex scenes are not sizzling, they're stinking. Blessed Child is a documentary. And this is a remarkable film. It's a film by a woman named Kara Jones, who starts out the film when she's 42 years old. And she's looking at her life, and she looks back at her life growing up as a Mooney. Her parents were very devoted members of the Unification Church. They had 5 children. And those children were married off, including the Kara Jones, the filmmaker here, in one of those big ceremonies that Reverend Moon used to stage in stadiums. And so what happened to her commitment to the church and her commitment to her family? Listen.
How do you feel about Mom and Dad still being involved?
I personally would like to see them just make that final walk away and just say, it's okay.
I mean, it's just such a complex picture. Like, the good and the bad are both real. You know, 20 years after leaving, trying to make sense of it. And not just with the church, but with the impact on our family and me and Mom and Dad.
Okay, this is fascinating. It has all kinds of archival footage about Reverend Moon that I'd never seen before. I don't think anyone's seen it before. And it's not a cult horror show, because it shows that the people involved with Unification Church were, by and large, very good, kind, loving, spiritual people. But and so is Kara Jones. She emerges and stay to the end, because the end of the film is just emotionally overwhelming. Her real commitment goes beyond faith and focuses on family, is to stay connected with her brothers and with her parents, who come across remarkably. It's one of the most emotionally affecting documentaries I've seen. It's not officially rated, but it has a lot of harsh language in it, so if it were officially rated, it would get an R. And it's 4 stars for Blessed Child. Okay, Sunlit Night is the last film to cover. And this is a film with Jenny Slate and David Paymer, and Gillian Anderson is in it, and Zach Galifianakis. It's about an aspiring artist who is desperate to run away from her crumbling family in New York, not her family, her parents' family, her parents' marriage. And she gets an internship to work for a very eccentric artist in Norway. And she thinks, oh, Oslo. Well, it's not Oslo. It's one of those remote islands way up in the north. And there's some aspects of the film that are funny, some that are touching, some that are even insightful. But it all seems so pat and so slick. It's based on a novel. And the storyline is pretty much exactly what you would expect. The only interesting part of the film, the most interesting part of the film, I shouldn't say the only interesting part, is there is a theme park, rather seedy, near this remote place called Viking Land, where they try to get American tourists to live a Viking experience with a Viking chief, fake Viking chief, played by Zach Galifianakis. That part is funny. 2 stars for Sunlit Night. And those films provide you some alternatives. Check out, by all means, Greyhound, and Blessed Child if you can handle a very serious, probing, and emotionally wrenching documentary. It is a great nation. We'll face on Monday all kinds of questions about our future and God's role in it, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.